Welcome back, noobs and pros. This is Funny Chidela and you are listening to Kubernetes Notes. Before we go into this episode, let me thank each and every one of you for listening to us and supporting us. As of this recording, we have crossed 31,000 downloads. So thank you to each and every one of you for listening, sharing, and of course, giving us your valuable feedback. Let's get started with today's episode, which is on resource quotas. Resource quotas are set by the cluster administrators so that a given namespace only utilizes its fair share of resources. It's like parents giving pocket money to their kids from their salary. Resource quotas are applied to namespaces, one per each namespace. Different teams will be limited to work in their own namespace using RBAC. If you don't know RBAC, we have discussed RBAC in one of our previous episodes. You can check it out. Violation of quota results in 403 forbidden status code, with the error message explaining the constraint which is violated. The user needs to mention the requests or limits for values like CPU and memory that the pod requires. Otherwise, the pod creation will be rejected. Resource quota support is enabled by default for many Kubernetes distributions. Limits can be set for compute resources, storage resources, and object counts. First, let's talk about compute resource quota. Apart from CPU and memory, from 1.10 release, quota support is added for extended resources like GPUs. Within compute resource quotas, we can mention limits on the CPU limits, the CPU requests, memory limits, and memory requests. For example, across all the pods in a non-terminal state, the sum of CPU limits cannot exceed limits.cpu value. Similarly, across all pods in a non-terminal state, the sum of memory requests cannot exceed requests.memory value. Similarly, we have limits.memory and requests.cpu. Then we have storage resource quotas. Requests.storage will specify across all persistent volume claims, the sum of storage requests cannot exceed the value specified in requests.storage. The total number of persistent volume claims that can exist in a namespace is provided by the resource name called persistent volume claims without any space in these three words. Then we have object count quota. Apart from the amount of resources we need to allow as part of the limits, we can also limit the total number of a certain number of resources in a namespace. These resources include persistent volume claims, services, secrets, config maps, replication controllers, deployments, replica sets, stateful sets, jobs, cron jobs, etc. Apart from these, resources can also mention the object count quota for pods and resource quotas. So this was a short episode on resource quotas. I hope you guys enjoyed it and got to learn something new from it. Please don't forget to share your feedback by writing to us at k8@cent.com. Or you can always send us a message on KubeNotes Instagram, or there is a Kubernetes Notes LinkedIn page. You can send your feedback there as a message. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you very much for listening again. This is Funny Cirella. I will see you in the next episode. Thanks.